Wednesday, October 26, 2005. This is the Radio Zoom Podcast. Well, I'm up to episode 40. That's pretty hard to believe that I've been doing this for nearly a year, and I'm only up to episode 40. I do know that I've kind of slacked off a little bit, and I apologize, you know? Being busy with work and, life changes. This is the second episode rolling out from, well, from the West End in downtown Vancouver, I guess you could kind of say. Still being unemployed, still waiting for the government to say that it's okay for you to go to work every day and earn a living. So in the meantime, I thought that I'd do more of these kind of episode podcast things that like to do things go. I have a few things I'm just going to cover today, not a whole lot. Some thoughts on, well, as you might know if you subscribe to my feed, I've tried my hand at a small experiment at video podcasting, so some thoughts on video podcasting and its right, and just some other thoughts and observations about living in wonderful downtown Vancouver. I've got the window open. I don't know if you can hear that. I bet you I can get closer to the window if I get untangled here from these cables. And you can hear the construction going on down the street. You gotta love it. Anyway, this is gonna be a all action-packed, fun-loving, music-filled episode of They Might Be Giants on Radio Zoom. Someday mother will die and I'll get the money. Mom leans down and says my sentiments exact. Off of the album Apollo 18, They Might Be Giants, with the song I, Palindrome I. You can find out a heck of a lot more about those guys, tmbg.com, They Might Be Giants, tmbg.com, and you can find out all the information about, any tours or anything like that they're doing. A lot of people don't quite understand how long these guys have been around and been out there doing things, and, since late 70s, early 80s, they've been collaborating, and it was, you know, in the early 80s that they actually started pumping out the music. And I remember seeing the video for Don't Let's Start on MTV back in the day, and I was starting to like the guys, but never quite understanding who these guys were until later on, until about high school, when being on one of the many field trips, there was a guy that was hardcore into They Might Be Giants, and They Might Be Giants fans are very, very interesting. They're a very interesting breed of human beings, because they are just... There are some people that are so gung-ho about, you know, the music they listen to, but They Might Be Giants are different in their own right, and I don't think I can quite sum it up. And I've been to a few of their shows, and I am a fan, but I can't claim myself to be that big of a fan, because that type of devotion is simply amazing. I have had a chance to meet the two, John Flansburgh and John Linnell, at the college radio station where I used to work, too, KRUI, in Iowa City, which seems like a dream now, but they were in town to do a concert at the Student Union, and they spent some time at the radio station, you know, did a little interview, and performed four songs there live in the studio, with just, you know, Linnell on his accordion and Flansburgh on a guitar. And if I can ever track down, I think my friend Muffin still has, what we did is we took the recording, then we chopped it up into a CD, you know, with the music tracks, interview, music, interview. Maybe at some point I can rebroadcast that interview, or I can at least get those recordings of the songs, because they were outstanding, and a really, really, really fun time. So, we'll be playing more Giants songs coming up, but I want to talk about a little bit about what you might have seen come through the feed as of yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, I took a short clip of like a video that I recorded with my camera. So it's not the best quality, but I went ahead and I was going to send it home to my family to show them kind of shots of downtown Vancouver, but it just didn't come out very well. But I had it, and I thought I'd just try to kind of do an experiment and send out a video podcast just to make sure I could do it and learn how to do it. I don't know how or when or why I would use this ability. I haven't quite, you know, come up to a solution on that quite yet for my podcast. More so, it was just an experiment to learn how to do it. And it was a success. It took me a little bit, and I had to do some finagling with my web server and learn how to encode the video so that way it would go through. If you are an iTunes subscriber, you can definitely use iTunes to view the video after you've downloaded it. And it didn't turn out too bad. I kind of... creative. At first, I was just going to put out the clip, and I thought, well, let's see if I can just do some editing with iMovie HD, and, you know, put some music in the background, just to kind of see what other things I could do in terms of capabilities that I have. And I put it together, and out it went, and it successfully downloaded into my feed. I do know I have a friend, my friend Don Dealey, who uses Jaeger on his PC, and he had a little bit of difficulty. So hopefully in the future. Or hopefully Jaeger was able to grab the video, but he was able to go to my website and view it that way just fine. So, with hope, if you're a subscriber, you were able to see that and it worked for you. If it did, great. If it didn't, please let me know, and that way I can learn a little bit more and figure out what it is that I need to do. I think I'm going to go right into another song, because the chai latte that I just had wants to come up on me, so it'd be best if I just, you know, don't have to worry about speaking. So let's go ahead, and this one's off of, I do believe, is this off Flood? Yeah, this is off Flood. And if you're a They Might Be Giants fan, you'll recognize it pretty quick. Radio Zoom.
By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. Opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, blue bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. Blue canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
The song's Birdhouse in Your Soul, and it's off of the album Flood by They Might Be Giants, of course. And supposedly, from what I understand, is that song, of course, is about the nightlight that was in the bedroom to keep, I think, either Flansburgh or Linnell, you know, growing up as a child. Man, I'm getting the story all wrong. And you know what? I'm just going to stop, because I'm probably am, and I'm going to get thousands of They Might Be Giants emails. Yeah, right. Okay, maybe like two They Might Be Giant fan emails. You know, saying I got it all wrong, but it's very interesting to see how John Flansburgh and John Linnell write the lyrics for the songs, because some of them are really kind of morbid. There's songs like Twistin' that's off of it's off the album Flood, that is so happy and so energetic and, you know, and la 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 and, you know, and feel good, but then it's really about wanting, you know, the girlfriend wanting to see you hanging from the tree, twisting slowly in the wind, basically from a noose, you know, because the girlfriend, or the ex-girlfriend, or whatever, the girl doesn't like you, you know, and she doesn't like you as much as she'd like to see you hanging from a tree branch by your neck. It's very, very interesting if you ever pay attention to the lyrics. You know, everyone's like, oh yeah, I love Istanbul, not Constantinople. Well, yeah, that's good. That's really witty stuff too, but the other stuff that they have is really, really interesting. They are, I don't know how well this microphone's picking that up, but they are doing some work on the street just up the block. I think they're installing a crosswalk, or, you know, crossing lights on the street up there. That's, you know, I'll get into the I'll save that point for later. I wanted to mention a few more things about the whole video podcasting thing that I noticed kind of yesterday. Okay, yeah, there is a certain podcast that I listen to that quite a lot of people listen to by that certain guy that does that certain podcast that nobody likes to say his name of. And if you're a podcast listener of some sort, you probably know who I'm talking about. And if you know me enough, you probably know who I'm talking about. But he decided to put out, you know, because so many people throw promos his way that they wanted to put out this, he put out what is basically, you know, the first video promo that somebody had submitted. And I forget what podcast it was for, but, and this could get me into trouble because I really don't like talking about other different podcasts or people out there doing things, because, you know, I'm doing this as just as much as they are. But that video promo made me not want to check out those particular people. It made me not want to check out their podcast, because I guess what I enjoy about the audio portion of this all is the theater of the mind. And you could tell in this video promo kind of how potentially uncomfortable these two individuals were on the video promo, because you don't have the comfort of the microphone to kind of hide behind. You can make notes and hand gestures to somebody to kind of figure out what's going to happen next. But when you're in video, everything's in sight, and they just didn't look very comfortable to me, and it totally made me not want to check out the podcast, because suddenly that theater of the mind that comes from the audio portion of the episodes or the promos kind of goes away, and I see exactly who it is that I does the podcast. There goes whatever they're using up the street again. But I don't know. It's quite often, like, you know, somebody's not, they don't look like how they sound. It's kind of along those same lines. And, you know, I don't want to do a video podcast of me doing a podcast or me kind of sitting behind a desk, kind of, you know, news anchor style doing something. Granted, that's, you know, a bad idea anyway, but I'm just trying to give an example here, is that, I don't know. If you're going to go from the audio portion that you have it pretty well down, and you're going to try to turn your hand at video, be careful, because, I don't know, it's kind of like, I don't know, I can't, it's like, you know, there's certain people that can do it, and there's certain people that can't. And I think you got to be careful before you actually do the video podcasting thing. As in terms of what I might be doing, I'm not sure yet. But the fact is that I know how to do it, and that's what's really important to me. And even if you didn't like the less than 30-second clip that I sent out, oh well. It was only slightly over a meg in size, so it wasn't too bad. But I don't know. The other thoughts on video podcasting, it's going to be good for, you know, certain avenues, but for the people that are kind of into podcasting because of the whole radio aspect of things, maybe you better excel at what it is that you liked about getting into podcasting first, and then worry about video later, or utilize video in other avenues to say, you know, we're going to offer this, you know, I recorded this and we'll offer it up later. I don't know, that's just my thought, and it probably is not going to matter, but I'm just trying to digest what it is that I sent out yesterday and what I want to use it for. And you don't want to see me as I do these podcasts. So anyhow, off my soapbox just a little bit, and let's play some more They Might Be Giants, and then I'll come back and I'll talk a little bit more about what it's like for this Iowan, that's what we're called, Iowans, to be living in Vancouver. So, and I guess I even say that incorrectly. I don't pronounce it like a local does. So, this is off of the single of the same name. by They Might Be Giants. It's called Dr. Worm on Radio Zoom.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm. I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. Show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'll leave the front unlocked, cause I can hear the doorbell. When I get into it, I can't. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm, and I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell.
Well, I don't mean to ruin that too much with the background noise of the construction workers up the street, but that was Dr. Worm, They Might Be Giants, off of the single of the same name, and it's been on a few other compilation discs, of best of, kind of unreleased B-sides, whatever. But that song was called Dr. Worm. And let's see, you know, speaking of this construction that's up the street, I wanted to go back to that, because they're installing a, what I believe is they're installing a crosswalk. And how do you install a crosswalk? Well, it's not necessarily the fact that they're installing a crosswalk, but they're installing a crossing light. And that's what's really interesting about being in Vancouver now. Well, Iowa City was a fair pedestrian city, mostly in the downtown area, because you have the university and everybody's going, you know, from point A to point B trying to get to class and stuff like that. And, you know, when the light was on, you know, or when the light was saying walk or do not walk, you obeyed that. And you have that here. You have that in Vancouver. You have a lot of that. But even if you are walking where there isn't a crossing light, now if you just step off the curb and walk out into the street a little bit, cars will stop for you. And it's just it's amazing to me, and I've noticed this quite a bit. And, you know, if you do that in New York, I mean, man, you'd be just slaughtered. And I, you know, and probably too, that if you're downtown, it's probably not as true. You know, everyone, you know, in the core of downtown Vancouver will, you know, completely obey the lights that change to say walk and do not walk. But as you get away from downtown and kind of, you know, I'm in the West End right now, that's less of a, you know, heavy traffic area. There's still plenty of traffic, but it's just not as, three lanes wide or four lanes wide, I'm sorry, and constantly going. It's a little more peaceful than that. But then also, too, is that they have, they're installing this crossing light just up the block here, and there's already a light block down and a block up from the intersections that they're installing it on. So it just really shows how much attention is paid to the pedestrians here. And I've heard it before, and it's probably no surprise to anyone that's familiar with Vancouver, just how much pedestrians or rollerbladers or skateboarders or bike riders, how accessible this town is in that right. Because when I go running around, mainly I do a lot of running down around Stanley Park, which I actually got myself lost the other day and added about 3/4 of a mile onto the route that I was taking. But it wasn't so bad. But there was a moment there where I was kind of wondering where in Stanley Park was I about to come out at, because next thing I knew I was in the woods, and I knew I wasn't near the seawall where I wanted to be anymore. So anyway, but they have, you know, the seawall, but they have, you know, where there are lanes for rollerbladers, lanes for walkers, runners, and lanes for bikers. And you'll see that in different parts of the town, and people pretty much, they abide by that for the most part. A lot of what goes on around here is on the honor system, and people generally are pretty good about it, at least from what I understand, being the ignorant American that I am. But it's just really interesting to me, coming from, well, even in small town Iowa, you didn't have, the ability to step off of a street corner and walk out across the street. You'd get honked at, and, you know, even you might get a fist shaking at you and telling you to, that you're crazy or whatever. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is that I'm not used to it. It's very interesting observation on my part, but for the most part, I have to say that I'm getting adapted to living here. I enjoy it. It's a far cry from the city where I used to call home, obviously, but there was a time where I wanted to move to New York City, and this is not New York City, but in another sense, it does compare. But it doesn't. It's really hard to say. I mean, it's a big city, but it's a different big city than what I've ever been kind of exposed to or lived in. Not that I ever really lived in New York City, but, you know, I visited there quite a few times. But I like Vancouver a little bit more, isn't it? I can't really tell you why, except that, you know, at least when it's really interesting when I wake up in the morning, I'll look out the window because I can see the mountains from the apartment, and if you can't see the tops, you know it's going to be cloudy, it could be rainy, or if they're, you know, they got that twinge of orange from the sun coming up, you know that's going to be a pretty nice day to at least start out with. It could rain here in the next couple hours. It's starting to cloud up actually as I look out the window, which is not unusual about Vancouver, but it's something definitely that you have to get used to, is just the amount of rain. But I think in New York, especially when I would spend time at my friends that live there, it was really hard to tell what was going to be happening because so much was sheltered in terms of just the horizon. You couldn't really see what was going on. You always had to check the weather. You always had to kind of view the news and understand what was going on. And you don't have to do that as much here, but you just never know when it is going to rain. Because when you think it's going to rain, it won't. And when you're not expecting it, it will. So, at least from what I've experienced thus far being in Vancouver. More and more observations as they go, but, you know, it wasn't the greatest observation. But just some different things, especially with this guy up here, up the block, using some sort of large power tool. I'm not sure what it is, but roll on out of here with one last track for you, and of course, it's going to be another They Might Be Giants tune, and this one comes off of, I think this one comes off of Flood as well, and definitely one of my favorites to, more so to hear my friend Muffin sing along to. It's definitely a treat if you ever get to experience it. Well, so we'll check you later, and adios.
Mr. Horrible, Mr. Horrible, telephone call for Mr. Horrible. But before he can talk to the ugliness man, there's some horrible business left for him to attend to. Something pleasant is spilled on his brain as he sponges it off. They say, is this horrible? Is this horrible? It's the ugliness man, Mr. Horrible. We're just trying to bug you with thought that our dreadfulness might be a thing to annoy you with. But Mr. Horrible says, I don't mind. The thing that bothers me is someone keeps moving my
Zoom Podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net weblog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net.
Radio Zoom.